Hi there, I'm Stephanie Zamora, founder of Stephanie Zamora Media, author of Awesome Life Tips, and creator of Your Passion-Based Business, where I help turn passionate individuals just like you into profitable entrepreneurs. In the first video of this series, we talked about what it takes to uncover the work you're here to do. And in video two, we talked about what it takes to step fully and completely into who you're here to be so you can start doing that work you feel called to do. In this final video, I'm going to be sharing my top tools for completely eliminating all obstacles between you and your vision, including our biggest blocks, time and money. We often believe that things are out of our control, that life happens to us, and that we're never going to have enough time or money to start doing the work we feel called to do. And it's easy to make that logical argument because life is busy. There are only so many hours in the day, and we're usually already overwhelmed by the many expenses that living requires. I get it. I really, really do. But, and I'm sure you've heard this before, we all have the same amount of time in the day, and some people manage to make a lot of amazing things happen. There are also many people who are living paycheck to paycheck, yet somehow manage to pull together the cash flow necessary to start bringing their vision to life. Why is that? Why do some people make it happen while many others just let life pass them by as they work and hustle and always feel behind? A big first step comes back to the foundational concept I've shared in each video: personal responsibility. And while the ultimate form of personal responsibility is living life fully aligned and fully expressed, we also have to be willing to take ownership of the day-to-day as well. And taking ownership means making the choice to find a way through our blocks and obstacles rather than allowing ourselves to stay stuck and make excuses. Easier said than done, I know, which is why I'm sharing my top four tools and practices to completely eliminate all obstacles between you and your vision. So let's dive in. Tool number one, perceived obstacles, real roadblocks, and reasons. This is my favorite tool to share out of everything I've ever created because with this tool in hand, you literally have everything you need to move through any perceived obstacle, real roadblock, or reason that's come up between you and where you want to be. That is, if you choose to use it, which makes all the difference. Staying stuck is a choice, and while there are real, tangible blocks that absolutely come up as we begin the work of bringing our visions to life, there is always, always, always a way through or around. Always. So let's look at how these three types of obstacles break down. Perceived obstacles are manufactured in our heads. Some call them false beliefs. These are ideas or obstacles we truly believe block our way, even though it's possible to overcome or work around them. Things like, I have to go back to school and get a degree, I'm too old to switch careers, I have no idea how to start a business, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, and on and on. And while these most definitely can present challenges, and I'm going to pause and say that being too young or too old is never one, by the way, they are not impossible to overcome. As a mentor of mine always said, everything is figure-outable, and I do mean everything. The process to move through perceived obstacles is to explore who you would be without that belief. How might you act or show up differently? Then, work to create three positive stories that better serve you than the current belief that's looping in your head. And this goes back to the exercise on shifting our stories at the end of video two. We want to create a truthful story that better serves us to replace the one that allows us to stay stuck. And as an example, I'm too old can become I'm the perfect age to achieve all that I desire. Age is just a number. I'm wise, and that wisdom will serve me in making things happen. Now, real roadblocks are the unexpected bumps in the road, such as severely spraining your ankle while training for a half marathon, having your business license or permit delayed or denied, your computer crashing, and so on. These are real, tangible blocks. They are not, however, reasons to quit or give up on your dreams. Just the same as perceived obstacles, roadblocks are simply a bump in the road to help navigate you into a new way of thinking or doing things. The process to move through real roadblocks is to list out at least five alternatives for achieving this goal despite the roadblock. So get creative. For example, my computer crash can produce the following alternatives. I can work at the library. I can borrow my friend's computer on certain weekdays. I can ask my boss about staying late to use the company computer off hours. I can write it by hand. I can find a way to fix mine. I sprained my ankle can produce the following alternatives. I can work on my upper body strength. I can switch to another marathon. I can swim. I can do light yoga. I can spend extra time reading about proper nutrition. No matter what your goal is, no matter the block, there is always a way through or around it if you're willing to make the choice to see it. Lastly, everyone has reasons why they can't accomplish something. While they're similar to perceived obstacles, reasons go more like, I try to write every day, but my husband likes to watch TV. Or I tried to train regularly, but it just kept raining so much. And these aren't actually good reasons. They are excuses and nothing more. Just because your husband likes TV doesn't mean you have to watch it with him all the time. You're capable of leaving the room, going outside, or putting in earplugs so that you can focus. Similarly, rain is no excuse not to run. Have you ever heard of a hoodie, a gym, a treadmill? I thought so. The process for moving through reasons is to start by taking some time to list out all of your reasons for being unable to achieve your goals. Next, take a big red Sharpie and write bullshit over all the reasons that you wrote out, because that's what they are. They're just BS excuses. And before you get mad at me, I know that that's annoying because, excuse or not, it feels like a big block you don't know how to overcome. And I have plenty of my own excuses for staying stuck too. But this is about choosing something different. Choosing to bring your vision to life no matter what. And the first step is to recognize that we're BSing ourselves into stuckness. And for every single reason that you had, write three alternatives for making it happen. For example, my husband guilts me for not watching TV with him can become, I need to ask my husband for more support. I can create scheduled time for writing and scheduled time for our one favorite show together. Or I'll give earplugs a try so I can still sit with him. Now, whenever you come up against a block of any kind, determine which of the three categories it falls into and do the work in the worksheets included with this video. Now remember, moving through our blocks isn't necessarily easy, but it's actually very simple. And it always comes down to choosing it. If I could give you the top tip for what got me to where I am today, it's because I chose it time and time again. No matter what happened, I continued to choose to move forward and figure things out. Tool number two, create more time in your week. My tool for creating more time in a week feels counterintuitive and comes down to time blocks, where you literally schedule every single thing you do in a day, week, and month. As someone who values freedom above all else and who has a deep love of flexibility, this tool terrified me when I began to use it. I was positive it would make me feel stuck or it would be far too rigid for my fluid nature. But time blocking has actually given me far more freedom. The first thing we do with time blocking is create a color-coded calendar. Personally, I love Google Calendars, which syncs to my online scheduler and allows me to color-code everything. This allows me to make sense of my day or week at a glance. For example, items in teal are project time blocks for copywriting, designing, developing, or any other client work. Yellow are internal tasks, personal to-dos, drive time, and other miscellaneous internal things. Purple is non-negotiable because it's a scheduled appointment, meeting, or call. And pink is time or plans with my love. Then I use other colors for things like workouts, co-working time slots at my friends, or personal time for things like my morning routine. Again, this means I can glance and see if one day is jam-packed with appointments or client work, and I can plan accordingly. The second thing is to literally schedule everything. Everything you spend your time on, checking email or returning voicemails, work hours, commuting, appointments, dates, social time, workouts, getting ready in the morning, morning routines, errands, literally everything. If it takes time, it goes on the calendar. And some things are daily, weekly, some are random or as needed, and others are monthly, but put it all on the calendar for the exact amount of time it will take. If you have your own business, schedule time blocks for projects. Again, if I'm designing, that's on the calendar. If I'm making a tweak to a client site, that's on the calendar. I estimate time and block it off. And if you watch TV shows or on social media a lot, put it on the calendar. The last thing is to move time blocks around as needed. That's the beauty of time blocks, is that they're easy to move. So if my project manager drops project blocks on my calendar, I know I can move them if I want to do something like take an afternoon workout class. I can shift my day around easily. I know how much time things will take, and I just move things around so they fit. One thing I try to do is keep 30 minutes between at least every 2 to 3 hours of blocked time. A little room to breathe, wrap things up, or start something else, or just take a break. Sometimes that happens, sometimes not. At first, it seems overwhelming because, whoa, do we have a lot to do in a single week? But really, we're finally in control of our time by simply bringing a visual aspect to our days. If I look at my calendar and I see that I have a bunch of client work and meetings, I know I have to stick to those time blocks or I'm going to be working until the wee hours of the morning, which will make me tired and cranky and push all the following days and blocks back. I can see that there's no time to waste. I can see that if I want to do something on a whim, I can, but the project or task is going to have to move somewhere else. It's fluid, but it keeps you honest about where you spend your time and it helps you see how to best utilize every moment. Tool number 3, your manifesting mindset. For this tool, I'm going to give you a primer on manifesting along with my best abundance practices, something that we go more in depth with inside your passion-based business. So here's the thing about money. It's energy, just like everything else in this life and world, and energy can come to us from many different sources. Energy can also be blocked in many different ways, especially when we're in a scarcity or lack mindset. And it's easy to go there because, again, life is expensive and sometimes we're living paycheck to paycheck. But manifesting is all about a shift in our vibration and our perception of what's possible. And in order to manifest more money in our lives, we have to vibrate from a place of belief, abundance, and alignment. And that, in short, is the biggest key to manifesting, raising our vibration. Everything, including money, is energy, and everything vibrates at a specific frequency. If we want to attract more abundance and stability in our life, we have to be a vibrational match. When we're stuck in lack and scarcity or fear, stress, and story, we're vibrating at a very low frequency. This is where gratitude comes into play, as gratitude is the easiest and most powerful way to raise our vibrational frequency and begin aligning with what we desire. My simple practice for gratitude is to find at least 3 things in every moment or situation that you can be grateful for. Can't pay the bills? What are 3 things you can be grateful for, or 3 ways you are being supported right now? Not enough money to invest in what you want to do? What are 3 things you can be grateful for, or 3 ways you've been able to invest in yourself, financial or otherwise? Only 12 cents in the bank? What are 3 things you can be grateful for? And as a hint, having 12 cents instead of 0, that's something to be grateful for. This simple act will raise your vibration and in turn shift your perception of the world around you, allowing you to find solutions or attract the abundance and financial security you desire. One of my favorite abundance practices that builds on this is the $100 bill exercise. Basically, go get yourself a $100 bill and keep it in your wallet where you'll be able to see it. The key? Don't spend it. Instead, go about your life and mentally spend that $100 everywhere. You could buy that cute $70 jacket at the department store. You could buy a bundle of books you've been wanting to read. You could sign up for that fun event and get some concert tickets. You have that $100 and you could do any of these things. The point is not to actually do them, but to shift from lack and scarcity to an abundance mindset. When I first did this, I was behind on many of my bills, and while it was stressful, I was calmer than usual because if I had to, I could spend that $100 on an important bill, and that began to shift my energy internally and my perception of the world around me. Lastly, get on top of your financial state as much as possible. This is terrifying when you have money stress. I get it. I hated this step. Absolutely hated it. But after I took a look at my debt, how much I was spending and where I had money leaks, as well as how much I actually needed to make each month, I felt a huge sense of relief. And even though I didn't actually have enough money in that moment, there was a peace and calmness in knowing where I stood and what I needed to cover everything. That again shifted my energy and vibrational state and created the clarity necessary to start attracting the right clients and opportunities to bring in more than enough money. Every time I get off with money, the first thing I do is clean up my money mess. I budget, I check my accounts, I make sure that I have no energy leaks or forgotten subscriptions, and I give respect and appreciation to what I do have, which creates space for more to come in. Tool number 4, cultivate trust and faith on a deep level.
This is a big one, trust and faith. I can't even begin to tell you how big a role trust and faith have played in my getting to where I am today with my business, my life, and everything in between. Trust and faith are powerful, powerful tools, but what exactly are they?
Faith is something I've learned a lot about recently, and I'll tell you one thing I know for sure. Faith is scary. Faith is also not at all what we often believe it to be. We lose faith in the universe or God or a higher power when we ask for something and it doesn't happen right now. When we lose our job instead of getting a raise, our significant other leaves us when we wanted more connection, the car breaks down when we ask for a financial miracle, or things just don't seem to be going our way in any area of our life. We believe that faith is knowing the universe will deliver on our request, like a pizza delivery boy showing up on time with exactly what we ordered. And this is not at all how faith works. Faith is knowing that there's a higher power at work, and that this higher power always has our best interests at heart. Faith is knowing and trusting that even when we seem to get the opposite of what we requested or desire, we're getting exactly what we need at exactly the right time. Whether you believe that higher power to be God, spirit, universal flow, or just energy is everything and everything is energy, that doesn't matter. It's about knowing that there is always a greater plan at work, whether we know what it is or not. Always, always. Sometimes we need to go through certain challenges to become the person we need to be to create the life and business we desire. Sometimes we need to experience something completely different than we thought to build the business we're working so hard to create. Faith is about trust in ourselves, in that greater plan, in life unfolding as it's meant to, especially when that doesn't look anything like we thought it would. It's also about total surrender. And surrender doesn't mean giving up and letting life kick you around. Surrender means releasing our grip on knowing exactly how things are going to go and letting them unfold as they will. Had I not learned to cultivate trust and faith on a deep level and to surrender versus holding on to my vision of what and how and when with a white knuckle grip, I would never have gotten to where I am right now. Never. Not even close. Surrender allowed me to settle into each moment with presence and a deep trust that I was always being guided, that I was always exactly where I needed to be. And I was, even when it didn't seem like it, especially when things got really challenging. Surrender lets life and vision unfold naturally, which allows you to step more fully into who you're here to be because you're able to walk through the experiences that shape you into that person more quickly and more deeply than anything else allows you to. It allows you to see the path ahead because you're not trying to control every aspect of it. For me, trust, faith, and surrender have shown me that my vision and the work I'm here to do is far bigger than I ever could have imagined. And the only way for me to see it and become the person I need to be to do it, I had to go through every single thing I've been through. All of it was necessary. All of it was as it should be. Now, trust and faith take time to cultivate. And one of my favorite mantras in the early days of this journey was, I ask that what's happening is happening for a reason. It always was. It always is.
So there you have it, my top 4 tools for completely eliminating all obstacles between you and your vision. Remember, being successful and bringing your vision to life and being the person you're here to be, that's a choice. No matter what happens, we always have a choice. And even though I know how frustrating that fact can be, because it's hard and it's challenging and sometimes we don't know what to do next, we always have a choice to keep moving forward and to figure things out. So go ahead and download the worksheets below this video so you can start moving through your biggest blocks and start bringing your vision to life. Thank you so much for watching this series. It has been such an honor to share with you.